In this video, we're going to talk about the anatomy of a great keyword. And before we get to what a great keyword looks like, let's take a look at some of the different aspects of a keyword and how we can measure whether a keyword is great or not. So first, we have the keyword difficulty. And the difficulty of a keyword depends mostly on the backlink profile. And it also depends on how many other websites are specifically targeting a keyword. So what you'll find generally, and we'll get much deeper into this later on in this module when we get into the process of keyword research. But in general, what you will see is more difficult keywords have more websites vying for the exact same keyword, and the websites that have produced content for that keyword have really strong backlink profiles. They have tens of links, hundreds of links, sometimes even thousands of links that point to a piece of content that's specifically targeting a keyword. And if somebody has thousands of high quality backlinks pointing to a piece of content that's specifically targeting a keyword, it's going to be very difficult to rank above that. And so we're really looking for keywords that have much lower difficulty, a much better chance for us to rank in the next few weeks, few months, and we're not really looking for keywords that it's going to take years to rank for. So the next aspect of a keyword is the traffic, or specifically the clicks per month. We use Ahrefs to get estimates on the traffic. The Ahrefs numbers are not exactly correct. They are relatively correct. So if it estimates 1,000 clicks per month on a keyword, then if there's another keyword where it estimates 100 clicks per month, you can assume that the first keyword gets more traffic than the second keyword. But if you actually rank for those keywords, you'll find the numbers are vastly different. From what I've seen, Ahrefs tends to underestimate, which is a good thing because that means we can target really low traffic keywords on Ahrefs, and we can pretty much assume that it's going to be more traffic coming in from that keyword, not less. And so the general rule is that if a keyword is showing up on Ahrefs, that means that it probably has a decent amount of traffic, at least tens of clicks per month, if not hundreds of clicks per month. So just because a keyword has a certain clicks per month does not mean that's the only traffic you will get from that keyword. The next aspect of a keyword is the intent. There's a few different types of intent. There's commercial intent, which is somebody looking to purchase something. There's information intent, where somebody's looking for a definition or the price of something or any kind of information that's not commercial. And then there's results intent, which this is a phrase that I actually made up for this course. But results intent is people that are looking for information, but they're looking for a result. It's mostly how-to guides and giving people processes and steps for how to accomplish certain types of results. And what makes the results intent keywords unique, I believe, is because they're harder to produce a piece of content because the content itself has to be relatively valuable, but it's also easy to produce a piece of content because the result can be very specific. What we want to do is find keywords that have this results intent, and we want to target them with content that gives them a path to those results, and part of that path is going to be your product or service. So then there's transactional intent. These are people that are looking for specific brands, specific products, and they're looking to buy. So the commercial intent is a little different, where they're doing research about a product. So it would be somebody looking up best marathon running shoes, right? The transactional intent is, I want to buy this Dyson vacuum. Then there's navigational intent. This is mostly your brand keywords. Somebody might look up your business and they might look up the pricing, or they might look up the contact information. There's actually a lot of traffic that's navigational intent. People know what they want and they're just looking for a specific page on the internet. Purchase intent, or commercial intent, is highly overrated. And I went over this a little bit in the last video, but the basic gist is that for commercial intent keywords, not only are they highly competitive, so it might take you years to rank for a keyword like that, it's also filled with ads. And the fact that it's filled with ads means that hardly anyone actually sees the organic content that pops up for those different purchase intent keywords. So the results intent keywords tend to be a nice sweet spot, because you're still getting the exact same people that would normally be Googling the purchase intent keywords, but they're looking for more information. They're looking for processes. They're looking for how-to guides. They're looking for ways to figure it out for themselves. And so the results intent keywords, I think, bring in really good customers for your product or your service. And purchase intent keywords tend to bring in more tire kickers. They tend to bring in people that don't really know how to figure out things for themselves, and I believe generally lower quality traffic. The last aspect of a keyword is the specificity. And this goes hand in hand with the short tail or long tailness of a keyword. Short tail keywords tend to be more generic and they tend to be more low quality traffic. The generic keyword that I have listed here, which might actually seem like a long tail keyword because it has so many words, but the short tail keyword I have is buy men's running shoes. And then we have specific long tail keywords that tend to be higher quality traffic. And the example of the specific keyword that I have is buy men's marathon running shoes, size 9.5. There's a big difference between these keywords. Even though the first keyword is a commercial intent keyword, you don't really know what that user is looking for. You don't know what type of running shoes they're looking for. You don't know what size they are. You don't know what color they want. You don't know what event they're planning for. You don't know their age or if they need more comfortable shoes, if they need lighter shoes. You just don't know. Whereas with the more specific keyword, you still don't know a lot of things, but you do know some things. They want marathon running shoes. So this person is able to run a marathon and they also want size 9.5. If you don't have size 9.5 available, then you probably shouldn't show up for this keyword. So the higher specificity tends to bring in higher quality traffic because you're able to specifically serve this person exactly what they're looking for. If you have marathon running shoes in a size 9.5, then when this person jumps onto your website, if you have exactly what they're looking for, then they're much more likely to check out. Whereas the person who's looking up buy men's running shoes might jump around between 5 to 10 different websites trying to find different shoes that people offer because people don't really know what that person's looking for. So the best type of keyword for ranking and selling is when someone wants a desired result and you have a product or service that helps them get that desired result. This is the basic premise of the results intent keyword category that I defined earlier. And the reason why this is the best type of keyword for ranking and selling is because these keywords tend to be a little bit lower difficulty because less people are targeting them because they don't have that specific purchase intent. But it's very useful for selling because you can present your product or your service as the solution to the problem that this person has. And so to give you an example of this, in my own business, the people that I generally get on my website are people that are looking to grow their Poshmark closet. And Poshmark is a little bit like social media. You have followers, people like your items, you're able to send offers to those likers and things like that. So they're trying to grow their following, they're trying to grow their visibility, they're trying to show up more in people's feeds. These are all results that these people want. They want more followers. They want more sales. They want more likes. They want more views. So the content that I produce heavily revolves around those results. How to get more followers on Poshmark, how to make more sales on Poshmark, how to get more likes on Poshmark, right? So these are a totally different category from other keywords like commercial intent keywords like best Poshmark bot or best Poshmark automation, right? You might think that's where you want to be, right? Like that's where you want your product to be because those people are looking to buy a Poshmark bot right now. Ah, but the people that actually want to make a lot more money and the people that actually want to grow on Poshmark are actually my customers because those people have a desired result and those people I can help with my content. I can build trust. I can provide value for them. And then I can say, hey, look, we have a product that does this for you. It grows your closet automatically. You're going to get more followers. You're going to make more sales. It's going to be awesome. And so I can convert this seemingly lower value traffic into a customer because it's the exact same type of person that would be searching for the best Poshmark bot, except the person that came to my content might not even know that Poshmark bots exist, or maybe they don't like Poshmark bots. But through this content, I was able to convince them that the Poshmark bot's really going to help them out. And so you can see how these keywords give you a lot more flexibility for educating readers, for directing readers, for leading readers to your product or service as the solution. And it really makes the case for your product or service. And it allows you to give your pitch in a harmless and a non-marketing seeming way. It's not like you're putting an ad on your website. It's a little bit more seamless and it's a little bit less obvious. So to wrap up, the anatomy of a great keyword tends to be lower difficulty. So we're not really looking for incredibly high difficult keywords that would take years to rank for. We're looking for high specificity, which means that the person is looking for something very specific. So we're able to produce a very specific piece of content that helps them specifically. We're looking for results intent keywords. So keywords that people are looking for results. They're looking for answers to questions. They're looking for help and guidance. And then we're looking for keywords that are easy to produce unique and valuable content. Keywords that you are uniquely inclined to answer correctly and usefully and better than other people on the internet.